This morning, we're very pleased to have Kathy Schuster lead our guest speaker portion of this morning's worship service. She will facilitate social action in action, modeling career-wise. This is part of our congregation's focus by participating in the UUA's 30 Days of Standing on the Side of Love initiative. This initiative seeks to compel everyone to become more unified in the belief that love is the ultimate guiding force. Kathy Schuster has been a longtime member of UUCF. She's a member of the nominating committee. She participated in developing our good relations covenant. And she helps many with her business of CareerWise, achieving life goals of obtaining a job, food, and shelter. Kathy helps many people volunteering achieve these charitable goals of providing assistance to those in need. Let us all welcome Kathy Schuster to Social Action Action, Modeling CareerWise.
I just wanted to begin with a quote. This is by Lil Watson. She was an Aboriginal activist. And she said, "If you have come to help me, you're wasting your time. But if you've come because your liberation is tied up with mine, then let us work together." So, what does CareerWise do? We run 18 hours of career labs each week on site at 6 homeless shelters, and we provide a similar number of hours in appointments at 11 shelters. And these career labs, they happen at the shelter dining tables, workshop rooms, and case manager's offices. Residents of the shelters can just drop in without an appointment to get career support. Homeless clients also meet us at public Wi-Fi locations near their shelter or near the park or car in which they are sleeping. This group includes the youth of Build Futures, whom you have generously supported recently with fundraising. Among other tasks, CareerWise mentors write resumes and set up email accounts. We teach interview and job retention skills in response to advertised and unadvertised openings for work. We transfer career strategy to those who face obstacles such as no paid work experience outside the home, no high school diploma, felony backgrounds, age discrimination, and on. There are many reasons for homelessness. We tutor computer skills, high school subjects, and ESL. CareerWise thanks UUCF for piloting CareerWise with the Up to UU program a few years back. Countless hours of volunteering and amazing talent, including those of the first volunteers who are all here today, Jim Fike, Barbara Keller, and Claude Koppel, who started as GED tutors. Fundraisers, Share the Plate, and donations of the career lab equipment and the career hotline. This congregation has kept our hotline going from the beginning. That's a number where people can call in and make an appointment for resumes and other career support. Let's go ahead and welcome one of the homeless families. Let me bring Jeffrey up, and Tracy, you come up if you want. Or maybe just stand and let us thank you for being here today. You don't have to come up. So, okay, well, Jeffrey's here. Jeffrey, we met Jeffrey when he was still single at a men's shelter in Brea, but he's here this morning with his wife, Tracy, and we really thank both of them for coming out and being brave, coming to a place where they don't know anyone yet, and except for CareerWise. And we were hoping to meet their son, Kyle, too, but he's 7. He decided he'd take a pass today.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey. I live in Come to Him Ministries at the Hezekiah House in Brea. And upon entering that program, I had no job. I basically had nowhere to live, had nothing going for me. And, you know, upon moving in there, I was offered an opportunity to work for a home remodeling guy, just a little side job, temporary work. At which time, James told me to contact CareerWise. And CareerWise set it up to work around my schedule to be able to come to my house upon my appointment and doctor up my resume for me, get everything on there right, and just, you know, make it like my work ethics are on paper for the employer to see, basically, which was amazing. I just, you know, told them what I've done, where I've been, what certificates I have at schooling, and basically they threw it all on paper, and within a week after completing that up, after throwing all these resumes everywhere, on the emails all day doing that, within a week I had a job opportunity. And the next day they called me, you got an interview. It was through a temp agency. And I didn't even go to the temp agency. He's like, just go to the interview. I don't need to see you for another week or so. I went in. They loved me. On my resume, a year ago, I took a business computer certificate course. And upon having, I just did that for fun, just for my own self-knowledge. And I told Kathy about it, so she put it on the resume at the bottom. And, well, that's been a blessing that I put that on there because of the fact that I went into an assembly-style job, and my work ethics were great there. They loved me. And then I mentioned to them, I do have a computer business certificate. And they saw it on the resume. They're like, oh, you do? So now I'm head of customer service. They doubled my salary. You know, I'm recently married and able to afford to provide for my family, which 6-7 months ago it was like struggling. And it's amazing. It's really great. And, you know, without CareerWise, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in. I would still, well, I mean, I may have found a job eventually, but, you know, the way that it happened so quickly, the way that their efforts towards building a resume for me is just substantial. It's great. It's really amazing. And I thank you again, Kathy. And, yeah, you know, the way that it was set up at the beginning, like I said, you know, that they were able to schedule around my first, because when I moved in there, like I said, I was working for a home remodeler. It's just a blessing that they were able to work around my schedule. You know, I got off at 2 p.m. They came out when I needed them and stuff. They were able to do that. They were able to provide for me, able to have the resources to come to my house and help me. And with no footwork for me at all, basically just getting there and telling them what I needed to do and stuff. And it's really great. Thank you.
We invited, this congregation has been really active in working at the Pathways New Anaheim facility. You renovated an apartment there, and we invited a family from that shelter to visit today, too. But the dad had a chance to work this morning. So that's what we're happiest about. He's working today and wasn't sure he could come to the last minute. And I think the wife is too overwhelmed to try to come with the 5 children. So, but at least they're both working. We did her resume, too. And let's see. All right. Since that family wasn't able to come today, I just wanted to tell some tall tales. They happen to be true, but I wanted to tell you the story of Sandy. And we met Sandy at the Domestic Violence Shelter, WTLC. And when we first met her, her face was beaten up. She was pretty in rough condition, and she was just sort of answering in monosyllables. And we started with, sorry guys, you think this isn't going to bother you after a while. You get this emergency room personality going after a while, but I need it back right now. Okay, so as soon as she could start expressing herself, well, we did her resume and set up an email account. She wasn't using email yet. When her time ran out at WTLC, she moved into the basement of the Methodist Church where Pathways runs the shelter for unattached adults. So we had a little more time with her, which is really great. And She came along really well. She went to work at a nearby factory on an assembly line. And after she got to work there, they really liked her. And they asked her if she knew anyone else who might come to work there. And she called me, and we were able to place three more women from various shelters. She didn't even know them, but they were able to go to work there. And at the new Anaheim facility, one of our women clients there sat down one day. We had just done her resume, and one of the interns from Cal State sent it off on the lead from Sandy. And 5 minutes after they punched send on the email, the factory that the recruiter called and said, "I just got your resume, and we'd like you to come in for an interview." And so Alex got a job there, too. She went to work at the factory, and it took her 5 minutes once we got the resume to this recruiter. So that was because of the help of another client. And so there are some really wonderful things that happen, and they happen in ways that you don't expect. You couldn't plan something like that if your life depended on it. So things don't always go in a straight line. Sometimes they're sort of circular and up and down and two steps forward and one back, and that is the way we live career-wise. Okay, I'll tell you about another client in Anaheim, James. These are fictitious names, by the way. You may recognize some of the clients if you're working with us. James is an ex-offender. He's now living at Pathways Anaheim with his family. He grew a vegetable garden there, and every time CareerWise comes in, he tries to give us lettuces and beets. He has a beautiful garden. He's very generous. And I think he's feeding half the families that live there right now, and all of us, too, if we'll let him. He's been studying with CareerWise tutors for his high school equivalency test, and he's almost ready to start algebra. He started with the multiplication tables, and now he's approaching algebra with great deal of fear, but he's in there doing it. He was offered a job last week, guys. So you have a handout that names tells you about some of the CareerWise volunteers from our congregation. I'd say that they constitute about a fourth of our volunteer workforce, and for that we are very grateful. And I'd like to ask any of them who are willing to come up to the front, so we can meet them and ask them any questions we want to ask them. If you're a CareerWise volunteer and you're willing to come up, we'd love to have you come up and be recognized and help us answer any questions. Here's a quote for you. "Volunteering is the ultimate exercise in democracy. You vote in elections once a year, but when you volunteer, you vote every day about the kind of community you want to live in."
Am I
going to
ask the question?
I just want to read a couple more quotes and hope some more of you will come forward. If you're not a current volunteer, which you have been, you're welcome to join us answering questions. Let's see. "To the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you may be the world. Better," this is a Yiddish proverb, "better one friend with a dish of food than 100 with a sigh." Love that. Here is John Ruskin. "The highest reward for a person's work is not what they get for it, but what they become because of it." I did say that we were about a fourth of the volunteers. And in addition to the volunteers that you see here, we have two teams, and there are some details about them on the handout. We have a team made up of Baptists, Whittier Hills Baptist CareerWise team, and then there's an interfaith and humanist team at New Vista one evening a week. So that being said, I'm going to stand by in case they forget something. They're very modest, and so they're going to do a lot of hard work. So if they do a good job of covering it, I'll let that be. Otherwise, I'm going to try.
I'm on Kathy's board and we're trying to. We're
on the CareerWise board.
we just put in our application for 501c3, so that CareerWise may have its own tax exempt number, and we don't have to work under a fiscal sponsor. But and so we can get grants, and we have people that are going to talk about grant writing and stuff. I'm also the geek. So anybody that donates a computer to us, I'll rebuild it, and then we make it available to volunteers to use with the clients, so they can build up, you know, their resumes. And I think that's about all I do.
2 hours a week, Mike comes and just sets up the lab, so that that buys 2 more hours on the internet each week at our Pathways Anaheim lab. We're very grateful to him for that. Until Mom stepped in, we weren't receiving donations of laptops because there was no one to fix them. You know, and Mike will get a fine one, and there'll be, well, it needs a little work. It needs a new hard drive. So he just gets a hard drive and puts it in there. So anyway, thank you.
For Andy with CareerWise, I've helped clients write resumes and cover letters, help them get email addresses, help them with job search, and help teach them basic computer skills.
I'm Sherlyn. I've been just started to work with Kathy, and I'm starting to try and write grants. So it's new to me, it's a learning experience, and she hasn't seen my writing yet, so who knows how that's going to go. I also volunteer, too, to take over the bookkeeping if they need someone to do.
And Kathy Boone, and wow. I tend to always minimize my contribution and not consider myself a CareerWise volunteer. And Kathy always reminds me that I am, and that my volunteering is very important. My job with CareerWise, which is now, I'm now a former volunteer. My job with CareerWise for the past couple of years has been to transport my daughter and her friend Cheyenne to New Vista on Tuesday evenings, and twice a month they do the child care for all the kids of the adults who are there, so that the adults can have some free time to be on the computer, to work on the resumes, to do their job searches. My job is now archaic because, as most of you know, my daughter's driving and has her own car and she drives herself now. But for the past couple of years, that's been my contribution, is to get them there.
Hi, my name is Claudia, and I'm a CareerWise mentor. I've helped clients at different shelters in Orange County do cover letters, update their resumes, in some cases create a resume. And it's been a really wonderful experience for me, and I've really had a great time working with the clients. They're really wonderful people.
Hi, my name is Ingrid, and my work really was minimal. I only volunteered for a couple of weeks, but the skill that I learned there, this is before I had worked myself and learned helping people develop their resumes, that helped me develop mine, and I eventually got work myself. But I enjoyed it so much, and I love working with the people. It's absolutely fantastic.
There are a couple of other people that were too shy to come up, but I really want to recognize them. A very important volunteer for us is Kathy Ripple. She is our premier GED tutor, Kathy. Okay. Also, I want to thank my husband, Steve, because without him, I couldn't have worked without pay long enough to work on CareerWise. He pays for my meals and my upkeep. I'm very high on that. So gets bored about that. And he also provides logistics support. He helps me with, for example, if I need to edit a video, he knows how to do cool stuff like that. And, you know, he's always very generous with his time and money. And so I wanted to make sure he's sitting down at the end of the first pew there. Let's see, if I'm overlooking someone, Doris is not here today. Doris is our board president, and she jumped in with both feet and kind of prodded me into action and having us become a real organization. Before Doris was around, we were just sort of, you know, a bunch of volunteers, just sort of willingly. But there are many others of you who helped in direct and indirect ways. Catherine's done some graphic art for us. We really appreciate it, Catherine. Claudette talked her two daughters into volunteering. Claudette, thank you. All right. Well, let's see. If anyone else, would you like to ask CareerWise, and maybe we could ask Jennifer to come join us too, in case we always have feedback, and this would be a time sort of like feedback where you can have questions and answers.
Thank you. I would just like to know if you don't mind, if you would just describe each one of you, that wishes to, one person you remember that you helped, not a name, but just one person that you remember.
You know, the gardener that Kathy talked about? I was trying to teach him algebra. So it was a hard struggle, but he'll get it eventually.
I don't know if there's one person that stands out, but I just help people with their resumes and job search. All the people I work with can stick in my mind.
I do remember one client early on when I first started, and she was fairly resistant. She was sort of not comfortable with the computer, not comfortable with email, would frequently lose her password. So we had to really be patient with her and work with her. And it took a few weeks of getting her to, you know, stay on task at the computer. And it was, I don't remember how many weeks in we were, but one time I came to the shelter and she wasn't there, and I was told that she had finally gotten a job, and this was after she had spent some time at the computer, hours and hours. She finally got how to do her resume, do her cover letter, and then just send it off. And it was reported to me that she had sat for over an hour and just done that over and over again with several different jobs that she found online, and she finally got a job. So we were all really, really pleased to hear that.
I'd like to tell you about a young woman that was at the domestic violence shelter. She was very young, and she was a victim of incest, and had two children by this, and was at the DV shelter. So the case manager asked me to help her work on high school. But when I got to the first meeting, it turned out we need to start with literacy. So I went down to the library and got the literacy textbook and sat down in front of her the next week. And she was understandably hostile. She had had a really hard life. And now, you know, we were asking her to learn to read. And so she didn't speak to me at all the first meeting. And so I said, well, you know, this looks like it might not be a very good day for us. I'll come back next week. So I came back the next week, and we opened the book, and we discovered that she knew the alphabet. So from the alphabet, she could form words. And the first word she read was barn. Barn, she spelled it out, barn, and guest. And I was so thrilled. I sort of overreacted. I said, yes, that's right, it's barn. And it kind of scared her. She backed up. That was the end of the lesson for that day, you know. She says, well, I was just guessing. And I said, well, you know, what do you think all of us are doing? You know, we see a word we haven't seen before, and they were all guessing out there. And so the next week she came back, though, and she remained hostile throughout the literacy lessons. But 6 months later, I saw her in a video, and I didn't know they had taken a video of her at that time. And she looked into the camera and she said, I've had a really bad life so far, but people here at Women's Transitional have been helping me. And she said, and today I learned my vowels and consonants. What are you going to do? You go back next week, you do it again. So that's kind of what keeps us going. We always see results immediately. Sometimes we hear about results secondhand, and sometimes we see them firsthand. So, it's kind of one of those things. Okay, are there questions?
Thank you, Barb, for
asking that question.
Just wondering how most of your clients are referred to the program.
How are they referred?
Yeah, where do they come from?
Can you hear me without the mic? My teacher voice? Yes.
How, the question was, how are the clients referred to us? And most of the clients are actually required to see us as a condition of their shelter. I'd say most of our clients come to us through their case managers. The case managers either suggest strongly, or at some point, if they're not finding work, you know, you need to do this. You have to make an appointment with CareerWise, or you have to show up at the lab on Tuesday night if you want to stay on. And so that's one way. We do have a published hotline, thanks to this congregation. And people do call the hotline who just heard about our services from other homeless clients. We're getting more and more traffic like that. We have an agent in Santa Ana and Huntington Beach area who helps homeless youth. And she calls us, and we're registered a couple of places. Nominee has gotten hold of us now, and we are there. They want to do a collaboration with us. I think they might have heard from us through the Fullerton Ministerial Association. And we have collaborations at Cal State. So now and then someone calls and says, there's a family sleeping in their car in the park across the street from my house. Can you do something, you know?
Do you guys do stuff with the long-term unemployed that aren't homeless yet?
CareerWise provides free services only to people who are homeless. That is a really hard choice to make sometimes. Sometimes we're choosing between a hotel family who really is living in unacceptable housing and a family who truly has nowhere to live. They're sleeping in their car. So we our free services are available only to people who are truly homeless or living in a shelter or other kind of temporary, not long-term housing.
Are you trying to expand?
We are trying to expand. there was a foundation that gave me a year's training as a nonprofit director, and in that I learned that nonprofits need to rely not solely on grants and gifts, that makes sense, that we should have a sort of work to generate some revenue for our operations. And it turns out we provide a service, career development, that's in great need everywhere. So we have, for example, the foundation where we met Jeffrey was eligible for our free services, but there are others that the foundation supports that they would like to send to us, but they're not technically homeless. They have some means, and they pay some rent
even if it's low. And so with those organizations, so that we can help their clients too, they can have us come in and do a career lab on a very low fee basis. And the fee goes back to the truly homeless. The fee goes back to support the problem for the truly homeless. So we do have some paid labs with a mix of homeless and very vulnerable clients.
Just happened the other day to be watching Channel 50, and there was a program on there by Sean Nelson. You probably remember Sean Nelson as having been a councilman here, who is now a supervisor. And in that program, he was showing a beautiful big building, which the Board of Supervisors is in escrow on. I believe it's in Anaheim, which is devoted to a new homeless program. So I would suggest when you get your 501c3 that you go to his website, which is open. You can talk to him on the web and find out where your position would be in handling the homeless in this shelter, which obviously will do a lot for what has been a continuing problem between the cities. This is where we can pick up on behalf of the county all of the different city arrangements for homeless, and your organization should certainly have a very important part in it. And not only that, but they probably got a grant for it.
Yes, here's the challenge, and one of our pleas to you is that we can only grow very slowly. We can only expand, even when there's huge opportunity. There's opportunity everywhere for us. We have plenty of already established homeless shelters where we've been asked, even begged, to come. And we can only go if we have the volunteers, because our model is a free model, unless people are not really homeless. A couple of the shelters have even given us large gifts, where all of their clients were truly homeless by our definition, just to kind of keep us sweet about coming there. So our challenge is to expand our volunteer corps to the level where we can go somewhere like this new shelter that's opening. You know, we want to, and it should be done, but we need the people, right? We need a huge army of people, because we don't work on a one-size-fits-all classroom-type basis. We go to the homeless shelter, and we take each individual person where they are. So that means one career mentor per client. And we're not just in and out of there like at the Employment Development Department. An agent there might see 30 to 50 clients a day, and it takes an hour and 15 minutes to do a resume. So let's all do the math there. There's lots of people there aren't going to be getting that resume. And what they do is they set the client down in front of a computer and say, well, here's an example resume, and, you know, here's the computer.
This is where the Pacific Southwest District of the UUA could be a gathering point. This is where the local ministerial association could be a gathering point to get the information out, to get the volunteers in these very experiences.
Here's what we're doing about district and national level this year. We're developing a franchise kit in hopes of presenting at the district and national level. This is a way that we can untether CareerWise from the local scene and make materials available at the district level and at the national level. So if people want to go into their neighborhoods, volunteering is local. It's very local for what we do. And we would like to untether it. As we gain momentum, we have people like Sherlyn who come forward to write grants for us, and Mike to be our treasurer. We're not so teeny with just a few people having to do everything. And so we are growing. It's slow but steady. And as I said earlier, you are seeing our congregation represents about a quarter of the volunteer corps, and the rest of it is made up of other faith groups and affinity groups. And I mentioned what an affinity group is on that handout, where we're working on a model that Habitat uses. And it's really gone well. It's a, groups of friends like to work together. So if you and your spouse or you and a couple of your girlfriends would like to form a career-wise team, that's turning out to be more fun for the volunteers to work in small affinity groups. We welcome you if you want to do something like that.
Thank you.